Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wow, I'm just dragging today. Should we put on another pot of coffee?
Oh, it's going to be one of those days, isn't it?
I need caffeine today. Where's the coffee pot?
I can't believe it!
It's only Thursday.
This has been the longest week of my life!
Why don't you have an energy drink?
Why would I do that?
It'll speed things up.
Maybe speed things up a little bit.
Next thing you know,
you're all hopped up on the caffeine.
The workday's over.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's do this.
Showtime!
6:04, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Carla, it's Thursday morning.
Yes, it is. Next in line, Mike.
Thursday morning, and winter has is upon us.
Winter has spoken. Yes, no kidding. Huh?
The gusty winds the cool temps.
I know. Yeah, I know. Right.
I came in this morning, and I told Carla, I said, it's Halloween. It seems like it should be Halloween right now.
That's what it looks like out there.
And feels like.
Yeah, it was a bit crazy with that wind all of a sudden. Because, you know, you hear it's going to be windy, and it's like, well, it's not. Doesn't seem like it. And then all of a sudden, it, you know, the windows are rattling, mm-hmm. and, you know.
They say.
Cows flying past.
Is that a cow?
It's a cow. Exactly. Sunshine, windy today and tomorrow. High today of only 68, 71 the high tomorrow, 56 outside right now. You were out late last night.
I was. I worked at Hamburger Mary's last night over at Bonkers Comedy Club. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. Just a little, yeah, a little bit of a late night. Then I had to watch baseball. Oh, man. Ooh. Oh, gosh. Sorry, Braves fans. And sorry, not sorry. Dodgers fans. Wow.
We'll get to both.
We will.
A little bit later on, next half hour. But, yeah. Talk about both ends of the spectrum.
Oh, my.
And then we got the Vegas Golden Knights playing tonight on the road.
Yes.
In Arizona. We're talking about a road trip. Maybe we'll take a road trip.
I know, because tickets are cheaper.
Down to
Arizona.
Why
don't we do that?
Who knows? Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, Riverdale officially said goodbye to Luke Perry in a really cool way.
All right. We'll find out more about that. Other stories after Bonnie Tyler. Total eclipse of the heart.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by the Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Riverdale. They officially wrote off Luke Perry's character on last night's season premiere. How did they do it? Well, Archie's hanging out with his friends. He gets a call telling him his father has died. He had stopped by the side of the road to help a woman who was having car trouble. Got hit by a passing car.
Mm-hmm.
Archie goes to retrieve his father's body, meets the woman, and she's played by Shannon Doherty. He got hit by a passing car after stopping to help her. She was having car trouble, and that's how they did that. She tells Archie that Fred actually pushed her out of the way of the passing car, so he died a hero. And she's been talking a lot about it this week, that it was really a lot of, you know, it meant a lot to her to be able to do it. She was a bit hesitant.
Yeah.
But she was really glad that she was able to do it. They were probably tighter than any two people on that show. They were really, really tight.
Talking about 90210.
90210, yes. The other show. But yes, they were very, because of that, and they stayed friends. He was the first one to reach out to her when she found out she had cancer, breast cancer. So, yeah, very cool. And I actually DVR'd it, so I will probably watch it this weekend. Ozzy Osbourne canceled more dates. He's still recovering from that bad fall he had earlier in the year, but he said, I am not dying and I'm not retiring. I'm just recovering. That's all. Not going anywhere. Paula Abdul, we talked to her, what, about a month ago so? And it's come up recently. She was on Watch What Happens Live, and there are rumors that she's dating Keanu Reeves. She is not dating Keanu Reeves, but she did see him, well, play guitar once.
I wanted to introduce myself to him. I hadn't met him yet. And I went up to his trailer, and the door was slightly open. He had headphones on, and he was air guitaring in his underwear.
Oh.
And I said, that's my boyfriend.
Yes, but you never dated.
No.
Wow, that's too bad.
I know.
Oh, she never told us that.
No, well, you know, we had other things on our mind. We were chatting with her. And a big happy birthday. We talked to him as well. David Lee Roth turns 65 years old today.
So nice.
Hot for teacher on the Rascal Scooter, I guess.
Coming to Vegas with his residency.
Yes,
should
he
be a
is.
Lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
10K payday contest. Beasley Banker on the phone. Got a hold of Anthony Trask. Anthony Trask to tell him he was $1,000 richer.
Oh, freaking awesome.
Yep, freaking awesome.
What Anthony?
It went by quick.
Oh, freaking awesome.
Okay. Wow. Jeez. Okay.
Said, I'm going to take my kids out for a fun weekend with the money.
Okay. All right. Well,
freaking
that's cool.
Awesome.
Oh, freaking awesome.
Okay.
Reminds me of Steve Carell.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly, yeah.
Hold on. Oh, freaking awesome.
Okay. Oh, man.
All right. The 10K payday contest continues. Your next chance to win with a code word is going to be 8 o'clock. That story about Paula Abdul. Paula Abdul catching Keanu Reeves in his underwear playing an air guitar with headphones on. What was your air guitar instrument?
Oh, a tennis racket or a badminton racket.
Depending on the gig?
Yeah, depending on the gig, yeah. Depending on what room I was in, you know? That once in a while, it was a ping pong paddle. It was always one of those with an arm on it, you know? So, yeah. What about you?
Normally, it was the tennis racket, but if I was playing bass with the air band, then I'd use a broom because it had a longer neck.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And for a microphone, as a kid, it was a vacuum cleaner. Because it had that curve handle.
Yeah, right.
If I was playing something, I used that. But if I wanted, ventured out as the lead singer, no instrument,
right?
I'd grab one of the attachments.
Okay, all right. No, it's always a hairbrush. It's always a hairbrush for me. Always liked the hair. It was just handy. I had it. It's portable. You know, no cord on it.
Or a lint brush.
Yeah.
Or one of those lint rollers.
Yeah.
Which we
didn't have those when I was a kid.
No?
But no, uh-uh. No, we had the old school one that, you know, God forbid you went the wrong way with it and all the hair got back on you. Yeah. Yeah.
702.
Your air instrument?
702-739-9636. What was your air instrument when you were a kid?
Let's not even talk about the drums, okay?
No.
Let's not even
another segment.
Oh, man.
702-739-9636. KKLZ talk and text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. I think some people still have an air guitar instrument.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or an instrument in general.
You know. Yeah.
A fancy kid down the street who played sax.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Duran Duran and Hungry Like the Wolf.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Back, and I love them.
Isn't it fun?
96.3 KKLZ.
So Paula Abdul admits she wanted to meet Keanu Reeves. She goes to his trailer. The doors open a little bit. She peeks in, and he's playing air guitar with headphones on in his underwear.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
Yeah.
Never dated, really.
No, no. Uh-uh.
But we wanted to know, what was your air instrument of choice?
Yeah. This was interesting. This is a whole new subject. Karen said mine was a straw, which oddly enough, I used that as my trumpet, but that was her microphone, a straw.
A straw?
Yep. Yeah. And well, you could, anything that's, you know, that's, look at Match Game, that could have been a straw.
Oh, that's
right?
True.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And she said, and I stood on the hassock and I pretended I was Tom Jones. Now I had to look up hassock. I didn't know what a hassock was. I thought she made a mistake. It's a small footstool.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. I know.
My grandma had one of those.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I guess I would think it's called a footstool or maybe even an ottoman, it's a hassock. So I'm wondering, Karen, where you are from. I also got another hairbrush, Mike.
Okay.
Use the hairbrush. Because as women, you don't understand, we generally have the hairbrush.
Yeah.
And usually the band would break out as we were doing our hair, you know, and Donny Osmond would come on or something like that.
Of course.
And you'd have to join him and be one of his brothers or Marie. So, yeah. I wanted to be one of the Supremes. Can I just say that? Me and Loretta and Lisa. Actually, it was Loretta and Linda at the time. We'd jump up on the coffee table.
Yeah.
You know, because we'd have the vinyl, the colored vinyl playing on the record player, and we'd be the Supremes. I was generally Diana, but anyhow. And we'd all have our hairbrushes.
Of course.
Yeah, we'd all have our hairbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
I so wanted one of those wigs. Oh, man.
I think I've admitted this before.
Yeah.
But when the Beatles came out, they had a lot of promotional items for sale.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the ones that I had to have, and I wore
that's right.
The Beatle wig.
Yes.
So if you didn't have hair like the Beatles, they offered you a Beatle wig.
Right on.
So you,
oh, my God.
And you can only imagine how authentic I looked wearing my Beatle wig.
But you and so many other boys that were wearing the Beatles wig. What, the little mop with the little mop tops? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
It was black, and it was, but it came down, you know, and over your ears and stuff, and it made you look like a Beatle.
Was that long hair at the time?
Considered long hair.
That was long hair?
So. Yes.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? You're a hippie.
Yeah, hippie.
With the long hair.
Beatniks.
Anybody else? From last hour, we were talking about your air instrument. What air instrument did you play? Or, you know, the microphone was a big part of your performance.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people use different things for their microphone.
I don't even want to say this person's name, but she said there was a girl at our high school who was born without a left hand.
Uh-huh.
We used to grab her left arm and sing into it when the good songs would come on at a party.
Oh my God.
I said, this is so wrong, but it's hilarious. And I'm sure she was a great sport about it.
Uh-huh. And
oh
a good
my
friend.
Gosh. Yes, and a very good friend.
And she was probably the one that was putting up there.
Though I'm sure today she's going, really? Really?
That's what I meant to the group.
Yeah. A microphone? Okay.
Sunshine, windy today and tomorrow. I have only 68 this morning, 71 tomorrow, 56 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Get to that here in a couple of minutes. This band coming back to Vegas. You can win tickets before you can even buy them. They don't go on sale until tomorrow at about 10 o'clock. We have a pair to give away at 8:40. Make sure you're listening for that. It's Fleetwood Mac and Dreams.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I don't know what else to tell you, but be careful. Flying passengers on a recent American Airlines flight out of San Francisco were probably exposed to hepatitis A from a flight attendant who has it. So I don't even know what to tell you. You see people wearing masks and you go, oh, those people.
Yeah.
Well, might be smart. And even worse, they were charged a hepatitis A exposure fee. So that was not... Yeah, just be careful. Flying is not fun anymore. It's just not. A new study, listen to this. If you're having a bad day, a new study found that listening to full albums can have positive mental benefits. About 83% of the people said that listening to albums helps them relax, puts them in a much better state of mind. And it's unfortunate because albums aren't a thing like they used to be. You know, when we were younger, you'd listen to the whole album. You'd lay there, listen to the whole thing.
What's the last full album?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you put it on. And then you listen to all the tracks on one side, flipped it over.
Jeez, Mike, I can't even remember. It might have been... I don't even know. Steely Dan Asia, probably. That was kind of a...
You put it on.
I listened to the whole thing. That album. Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, that's been a long time.
I'd have to think, too.
Yeah. Yes. Recently, Hotel California. They sent us that album, and I recently listened to that. That sounds good. And some states, Oregon being one of them, Utah just passed the bill. It's a bill allowing students to take time off for mental health or personal days. They allow them to take 5 mental health or personal days every 3 months. Now, the students have to, of course, complete any exams or any homework they miss, like if you were sick.
Right.
But this is for students in school. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Do you?
Yeah, I know. You think it's crazy.
To rest their minds?
I think it's whatever, but they can take them. A lot of government employees have personal time.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter what you're doing.
So now they're going to give kids personal time or mental health days.
They can do it to catch up on, they can do it just to have a day off, like they do at the government, at the county and at the city. And a lot of them, all of your time falls into personal time. There's no sick, there's no vacation.
Oh, okay.
It's all personal time. I think it's great.
Do you?
We all laugh, but man, it's sure different being a kid now.
I'm trying to imagine if I told my dad, if he was saying, you know, hey, get ready for school. Dad, I think I'm taking a mental health day.
Yeah, right.
You're what?
Right. However, mm-hmm. we didn't have all this fun social media back then, did we? Where kids are picked on incessantly.
We had paper airplanes. And
yes, exactly. I'm sure the people would disagree with me and, you know, buck up, but I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Anybody? 702-739-9636. Yeah. If this came to Nevada.
To Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah.
Would you be in favor of giving your kids 5 mental health days or personal days that they could take off anytime, aside from missing tests and big exams and stuff like that?
Yeah, you got to make all that up. But
how would you vote?
Yeah.
All right, let's open the phone lines and text lines.
Yeah, transitioning Gary Busey says, I like it.
702-739-9636.
A few things you should know.
The story is some states are enacting a bill that would give students, grade school, high school students, what they call mental health days.
Right.
And we're just asking parents, if that ever came to Nevada, would you be in support of that? People texting in this morning.
Yeah. Carla actually says, my mom used to do that every year. As long as I kept my grades up, I got to pick 3 days a semester that I could tell her I didn't want to go to school or if we took a trip. Mm-hmm. And it was great, and it encouraged me to keep my grades up. Now, my brother wasn't quite as good at keeping his grades up, so he didn't get many days at all.
He didn't get a lot of mental health days back then. I think I was in with her brother. Maybe that's why my dad answered me like he did.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, you don't need a mental health day.
Right. Now, this is pretty funny, and I think it's pretty, too. Chris said, hell no. The kids are never in school as it is. They have so many days off now with developmental days for teachers, different stuff like that. They do this, and they go to school like 3 days a week anyhow. Mm-hmm. So I get it. There are a lot of those developmental days. I've even heard teachers say, geez, we get a lot of those.
Not to mention, if you talk to some high school students, what time do you get there? About 10. Yeah. And then your last class at 1,
1:20? Yeah, well, that's your senior year, and that's your last semester.
Yeah. All right. We have some people on the phone that want to talk about this. We'll get to them after Pat Benatar, Invincible.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
So we're talking about these states where they are granting, they're thinking about bills are passing that giving kids mental health days.
Yes.
What do you think? Would you be in for it if it came to Nevada? People on the phone wanted to give their input. Wendy, what about you?
They should toughen up and stay on a regular school schedule. I didn't get time off and I was in school, so they shouldn't either. I'd be like, no, my kids are going to school no matter what.
Okay, forget it, man. Just send them to school. I guess I know, like, as a person, there are those things, that you just can't get done.
Right.
And so it would be nice.
But you're an adult now.
I don't deal with half the things that kids deal with.
But as a kid, what things do you have to get done?
I don't know. I mean, we're not talking about 5-year-olds here. We're also talking about 16, 17, 18-year-olds here. And they've also proven that they are not taking sick time. They aren't calling out sick.
But I think a big percentage of parents, if kids had a doctor appointment or they had to get things done, then the parents would actually keep them out of school with what they used to call an excused absence.
And they don't even have to do that now. Now they can take this, and it won't count against that. It won't be a day that counts against them now.
Carrie Ann, what do you think?
So I didn't like school, so I'm all for the mental health days. However, now that I help teach preschoolers, I think the teachers are the ones that need mental health days.
Well, yes.
It's stressful being a teenager. I would never want to go back to school.
Exactly.
But now that I'm doing some teaching myself, I think the teachers just don't get enough credit.
I totally
agree with that. Yeah, teachers. Oh, my. Well, yeah, teachers should get them, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, they should absolutely get them, too.
Got Sue on the phone. Sue, what about you?
Well, actually, interestingly enough, psychology is my field, and I really believe that mental health days are important. I actually give my children mental health days throughout the year, whether the school allows it or not, because I think that sometimes you know your body and your mind better than the people that decide what you get to do with your life.
Mm-hmm. True. Very true. Good point.
So maybe I have a problem with what they're called. Maybe if they called them goof-off days.
That's why they... Well, and it's not even that. Like I say, there are a lot of government... The government calls them personal days. They're all lumped into one. It's not vacation. It's not sick time. It's whatever. And you take them for vacation or sick or to whatever it is.
Right.
So maybe if it was just lumped into that, or you couldn't call in, you know, or take an excused absence or unexcused, you just used that. I'm sure that a lot of parents are probably going to use it for that.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, DRIVE.
DRIVE, D-R-I-V-E, DRIVE.
That's the word you need right there for your chance to win $1,000 right now. You just text DRIVE to 45911. That is 45911. You can win $1,000 and qualify for the 10K payday by entering DRIVE online at 96.3KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ the app on your smartphone. Again, the word DRIVE, 15 minutes to get it out there. Now, if you get a weird number calling you in about a half hour, go ahead and pick it up this time, all right? Just might be our Beasley banker telling you you are putting $1,000 in your pants. Again, the word DRIVE. Text it to 45911. You've got 15 minutes. Do it. Do it. Good luck.
By the way, last time drummer Steve Smith was in studio with us, we had such a good time with him.
We sure did.
You had bought one of those little plastic kid drum sets.
Yes.
And not only did he play it in the studio, you did a little kazookie-okey with him.
Yeah. You know what? I will post that. It will be on our website and on Facebook shortly. And it was a lot of fun. He even sounded good on that little kid, that little toy drum set.
He really did.
Jeez.
It's like he's one of those guys that no matter what kind of drum set you give him.
Yeah. Oh, please.
He makes it sound that much better.
Yeah. And he wasn't, I thought he'd sit down and just go,
yeah.
Seriously, no.
Chica, 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 chica.
And they were tiny sticks, too. Yeah. They were tiny sticks that he kind of had to hold with two fingers.
With
yeah.
The brushes and everything else. Yeah, I thought he was awesome. So.
It was great.
808, you still have a couple of more minutes. DRIVE is the code word to cash in on $1,000. 10K payday contest. Or if you'd like, you can text that word to 45911. There you go.
45911.
Or enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. Qualify for that $10,000 grand prize that we announce on Monday.
Okay.
All right. All Carla's right. First Woo-hoo. Take or another take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
Could Robert Downey Jr. be up for an Oscar for his Avengers performance?
We'll find out more about that story and others after Michael Jackson and Beat It.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by the Kane County Office of Tourism, plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Oprah, in an interview with People magazine, she said that she doesn't regret not marrying Stedman at all. She said, if we had married, we wouldn't be together today. We wouldn't have stayed married because of our own ideas about marriage. She said, I was working 17-hour days and then I'd go home and there'd be Stedman and he's just letting me be who I am. But I think if we would have gotten married, he's a traditional guy. I'm not really a traditional girl. Mm-hmm. It may not have worked out as well.
And it has worked out for them.
It sure has. Yeah. See? Proving that you don't have to get married
you
to
don't
be
have
happy.
To.
Robert Downey Jr. has said thanks, but no thanks to an Oscar nomination campaign for his performance in Avengers Endgame. He says because it's a superhero movie, they just generally turn up their nose at it anyhow.
Right.
So, but yeah, my performance was excellent. He's not shy.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, he said it was a totally believable, real character. But he says it's, you know, it's not something that wins Oscars, those performances. Well, it should, because he really is so good.
I'll be watching the movie this weekend. I'll give you my thoughts on his performance.
Did you see Iron Man, the original Iron Man?
Yes, I did, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. He's just good. He plays Tony Stark well, very well.
I saw Charlie Chaplin, too.
What?
And I thought he played it
he did. He's
well.
A great actor. Yeah. What were you going to say, Morty? What were you
No,
say?
What Avengers are you watching, though?
I don't know.
If you're going to watch it,
yeah, I
the
know.
Last one,
yeah,
it's not going to make sense.
No, it's not
Perfect.
Really.
Perfect.
No, it's not. It's not at all going to make sense,
you're
actually.
Be like, where all these people come from?
Yeah.
What do they do? Why do they have this?
I know.
I'll call you and let you know.
Stopping it and texting you. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Why does Spider-Man have the hammer?
Yeah. Wait, what? Oh, jeez.
It's not Spider-Man. It's Captain America.
Yes.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Wait, what? Okay. And I mention every once in a while that I follow Richard Marks on Twitter.
Yeah.
And yesterday he just tweeted something funny. He and Kenny Loggins did some like performance together.
Mm-hmm.
And he tweeted, I've been friends with Kenny Loggins for 30 years. And every time we go to dinner somewhere and the server asks if he'd like anything else and he says, I'm all right. They walk away and I look at him and I'm like, seriously?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Right. Yes, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's, they have, actually, they're very, very tight, and they've been doing a couple of shows together here and there. One will show up where the other one's working and vice versa. So if you want a good follow on Twitter, Richard Marks. He's hilarious, and he pokes fun at himself all the time.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, Fleetwood Mac tickets. They're coming back. Their final show of their 2018-2019 worldwide tour, Saturday night, November 16th, T-Mobile Arena. We have those tickets before you can even buy them. Your chance to win coming up next half hour, 8:40. Carla, I know you love the bagpipes. I don't think there's anything better sounding than bagpipes.
Yeah. No, there's nothing.
Except.
Nothing better.
Except a guy bungee jumping.
Yeah.
While playing the bagpipes.
If it wasn't good enough.
Listen to this.
You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Let's do it.
Wait for it. Just keeps bouncing back and forth.
It's unfortunate he didn't drop the bagpipe. Wow.
Oh, I just think that's funny. I can't even imagine how he held on to the bagpipes.
Oh, man, too funny.
Bungie, that was in Scotland, by the way. Scotland.
Of course.
And he just kept playing the bagpipes going back and forth.
That's
back
hilarious.
And forth.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Tickets before you could even buy them. Fleetwood Mac going to be back in Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, Saturday night, November 16th. You can't buy these tickets, but you can win them with another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
Although I'm not making plans, I hope that you understand there's a reason why.
Close your eyes. No more broken hearts. We're better off apart.
Let's give it a try.
All right.
That's pretty good.
From,
wow.
From those
One
lyrics.
Take only, can you tell?
I'm sure you can. From those lyrics, can you actually figure out what Fleetwood Mac song that is? All right, we got the phone lines on hold right now. Going to get through news and weather. After that, start looking for caller number 9. If you don't know the number, 702-739-9636. One more time, here it is.
Although I'm not making plans, I hope that you understand there's a reason why.
Close your eyes. No more broken hearts. We're better off apart. Let's give it a try.
All right. You can figure that out. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win it before you can buy them tickets for Fleetwood Mac with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Although I'm not making plans, understand there's a reason why.
Close your eyes. No more broken hearts. We're better off apart.
Let's give it a try.
All right, from those lyrics, all you have to do is identify that Fleetwood Mac song by title. You have Yvonne on the phone. Yvonne, what's the name of the song?
Little Lies.
You are right.
Yes. Good job.
Of course. Grace, you got the tickets. You're going to see Fleetwood Mac in their final show and their run of 2018-2019 worldwide tour. This is for Saturday night, November 16th, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Bob Keenan was the latest winner in the 10K payday contest. Beasley Baker wanted to find out. Of course, told him that he won $1,000.
I can't believe it. That is unbelievable. Thanks so much.
Of course, wanted to find out what he was going to do with the money.
I don't know. If I ask my wife what she wants me to do with it.
Yeah. Ask the wife first. She'll let you know what you're going to do with the money.
Yeah, he's trained, isn't he?
Your next chance to win in the 10K payday contest coming up less than an hour from now, 10 o'clock. 9:06, weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news. Going to do that after Boston and More Than a Feeling.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A couple of women in New Jersey got arrested last week for trying to cheat at church bingo. They were trying to win $200. So now, 71-year-old Teresa Davis and 38-year-old Keisha Bockington are now facing fines up to $1,500.
Oh, boy.
That's
really?
A winner.
Wow. Okay. Jeez.
See, cheaters never prosper.
Cheaters never prosper. That's right.
26-year-old guy in Philadelphia sued Johnson & Johnson over a medication that gave him man boobs.
Oh, well.
It's called food.
Yeah. And too much.
They didn't tell people about the side effects. So this guy, the jury awarded this guy $8 billion.
What? That is,
yeah.
$8 billion.
Odd condition. Yeah.
The company's appealing, calling the amount grossly disproportionate.
Like his boobs.
So I don't know.
Wow.
I got man boobs.
Yeah.
I use Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's Reed.
You're a little late to the party.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. St. Lou's Assembly Restaurant in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to dress up for Halloween. The restaurant is dressing up for Halloween.
No.
The West Loop Cafe is going to transform itself into an Olive Garden for Halloween. They're going to serve endless breadsticks, their own version of Olive Garden's house salad.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to rename itself St. Olive's Garden from October 30th till November 1st.
That's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. A little mocking going on there.
Yeah.
And you know that loud alarm noise you get when you get the Amber Alert?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a 70-year-old guy in Ontario, Canada was trying to sleep just a few days ago, and that thing went off. And so what did he do? He called 911. This is ridiculous, people. You got to stop this. He was arrested for criminal mischief.
Really?
Yes, he was arrested. You don't call 911 on an Amber Alert unless you find the kids.
Oh, okay.
The kids were found safe, by the way,
oh,
and police said that the Amber Alert was the big part of finding them. And please don't call 911. Shut it off on your phone. You can shut it off on your phone.
Okay.
So, stupid. It is Thursday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
Every morning we wrap up the morning show with a feel-good story, and I really like this one.
Oh, man. Well, if you haven't seen this yet, the footage is crazy. 27-year-old guy near Houston, Alex is his name, walking out, you know, with his three dogs. Last Thursday this was.
Mm-hmm.
Got struck by lightning, and a security camera got it all on video. It stopped his heart. He fell face first on the pavement. But luckily, he was walking by a vet's office when he got hit. One of the employees saw it happen.
Yeah.
A woman named Christy told her coworkers, come on out here. He needs CPR. They got to him. His clothes were completely burnt. His shoes and socks were ripped in half. And there was a big hole in the concrete. I mean, this guy, he shouldn't have even lived.
Mm-hmm.
They started chest compressions, called 911 because they got to him so fast. He lived. And by the time the paramedics showed up, he was breathing again. He did an interview just a couple of days ago, and he has a serious black eye from hitting the ground. Other than that,
yeah,
I mean, he's startled. He's hurting, if you will. But he says he didn't even realize he'd been struck by lightning until he was on his way to the hospital in a helicopter, but he is extremely grateful to the vet employees for saving his life.
I shouldn't have said I like this story.
This story is a great story.
This story is amazing.
Oh, it's great. Yes, it is. Man, but, you forget, like, well, vets especially, you know, they have medical training, and then a lot of their techs also, they have medical training.
Mm-hmm.
And though it may feel different, CPR's, you know, it's CPR.
Yeah.
It's still CPR. So, cool.
That's a great story.
Cool. It is.
All right, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Simply submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Insperity. For employee benefits, full-service HR support, visit Insperity.com. Recapping the show. Well, what was your air instrument growing up? Mostly it's guitar, but it's what you use.
Yeah. Well, everybody had a mic, and I had mentioned I used to use a straw as a horn, you know? So, I mean, everybody's got an air instrument.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mental health days for school kids.
Yes.
It's not come to Nevada yet, but up in Oregon they've done it. They've given these kids 5 days they can use as mental health days just to take the day off and decompress, I guess. And we love bagpipes. Anytime there's a bagpipe story.
Yes, we do.
And the guy playing the bagpipes while bungee jumping. You just hear the bagpipes.
The sound in that is awesome. The sound in that is so good.
Hold on for a second. Maybe I could find
it.
It is pretty good. Hold on. Here he is jumping.
Oh, this is great. Love it.
Too funny. All right. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have your next chance to score with the 10K Payday Contest. 20 minutes away. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.